One thing I've noticed myself is it's the sites that's done better out of everything are sites that's a real business. You know, they've got the EAT fine. It's a real business. And I've found the sites that content sites are the, but there's no like specific brand behind it, are the ones that sort of been getting hit. Have you been seeing the same sort of patterns that basically, I think Google is looking for genuine businesses?
Yeah, I haven't seen this just because I haven't got a lot of research on what was hit from the HCU. I've heard people talk about it, but I haven't seen the actual like sites. But that makes perfect sense because that follows the HCU guidelines, right? And they want to, so right now, I will be honest, I think Google search results right now are horrifically awful. Like I was looking for the regional manager of my apartment complex yesterday. I got stuff from 2001, 2008. I got stuff in other states, even though I put Las Vegas, Nevada in the search. So there's something really broken right now with Google. So, and it's been broken for a while. It's been broken for like at least 5 months or so. But at least it's gotten a little better. I used to get all these weird .ru sites, like with nonsense in them. And it was like a general search. It wasn't like something super niche or specific, right? But yeah, they're looking for authenticity. Right. That's why they're pumping Reddit up to the top and they're pumping up like user generated content, which we were told for a long time not to do because yeah. Google might hit your site for it. Now they're like, oh, turn it all back on. I don't find it particularly useful to get a Reddit result. Like they're like, oh, everyone's searching for Reddit. So now we'll bump up Reddit. And I'm like, I don't need Reddit. I'm looking for like my DMV. I don't need people's opinions on my DMV. So I think they're in a bit of a conundrum about what to do. Because last year, before ChatGPT came out, last spring, not this past one, but the year before, John was on Twitter and there were people saying, my content has been sitting here for 3 months and nothing's indexed. And John said, well, it doesn't have to just be good quality content now. It doesn't just have to be good technical and links. You have to have useful content. Now, this is before the HCU came out. John was saying useful content. Well, useful content is authentic, original, has a human touch, has creativity to it. They don't need the same 50 things anymore. Now, maybe medical sites will always be that way because medical is medical, right? So you also have to think about what niche you're in. But if I'm writing about Las Vegas and I'm just like, you know, getting ChatGPT to write me stories, or I have someone here who's like going to every restaurant, or going to every night spot and they're writing their personal experience, putting posts, you know, their own pictures, their own video. That's authentic. Authenticity. It makes people trust you. So I don't know that Google's just about trust, but they're about that problem of bulk. Because whenever we think about Google, we have to think about scale. Like a lot of times people put out theories and I'm like, well, that's great. But if you think about the scale and the instantaneous nature, everything has to be returned to you. That's just not possible, right? Well, what is Google going to do when next year they have a trillion new documents and 80% of them are rehashed GPT, Jasper, you know, whatever, I guess SG is not going to let you write written content. Like, what do they do with that? So they have to start creating methods to eliminate that from search. So they came out last week and said, you know, they're not going to index all the content. You may have good content. It's not necessarily going to be indexed. And why? Because you're looking for my belief, from what I've read in the ranking systems. By the way, everyone needs to read the ranking systems. I see a lot of SEOs now go, I don't need to know algorithms. No, no, you really do. And the Quality Raters Guide has zero algorithms in it. Has zero ranking factors. There are no ranking factors in the Quality Raters Guide that everybody's using. And even EAT isn't a quality rater. It's not a ranking factor. There's no ranking factors in EAT. That's just a good guide on how to write content. Google now publishes the ranking systems and what they do. Go read those and you'll see that basically from reviews and HCU, they're looking for authenticity, originality, creativity, and human experience. Those are the four main things that travel across all the algorithms. So like you said, a business, a real business that has like real reviews and real videos of its business and people posting pictures and things like that should do better. I mean, while they work all this out, doesn't mean it's always going to do better. And AI content and and rehash things are going to work for a period of time. But this time next year, since the issues of machine learning algorithm that's running all the time, it just updates, but it doesn't mean that's the only time it runs. By next year, it's going to get really good at detecting inauthentic, rehashed, algorithmic, AI content, probably. So I tell my clients right now, keep your writers. In fact, invest more in good writers because you need that human touch. At least that's my belief from what we're seeing and what I read in all the algorithms and what I hear John say.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.